KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Yep, that's right. It's that time of the year. High school basketball this evening. Girls hoops this evening as Atlantic will open up their season at home tonight against Carroll. Chris Parks will be courtside. He'll have all the action for you live tonight here on the radio. 7:15. He's on the air with the start of the broadcast. 7:30, scheduled tip time tonight. That's Atlantic at Carroll Girls High School Basketball live tonight here on the radio. In college basketball yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeyes scored 41 points off of 26 turnovers by Texas Rio Grande Valley as they rolled to a 95-67 win in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Peter Jock scored 27 points in 19 minutes of action before leaving the game early in the second half with a bruised knee.
Well, you know, I've been really impressed with him, guys, with you know, his ability to play at his pace, and he doesn't hunt shots yet. He seems like he's open a lot. He knows how to sprint and wait, then go, and then, you know, just bide his time. And I think we are locked into finding him.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes need more balance on offense.
29 threes is a lot. Now, you know, this is a scramble game like last Sunday. But, you know, I'd like to, you know, throw it inside a little bit more. We shot 30 free throws, probably should have shot 40, especially because we were in the bonus in both halves early. But, you know, I was really impressed with a lot of different people.
Tyler Cook had 15 points, and Isaiah Moss added 14 as the Hawkeyes improved to 3-1. They'll next play Virginia on Friday in the Emerald Coast Classic. Jock, who is Iowa's top scorer, left a few minutes into the second half after a collision with a defender at the rim. He stayed in to shoot his two free throws, but he didn't play after that as he went to the locker room for a couple of minutes before returning back to the bench. Jock ended up 9 of 13, including 5 of 8. From the three-point line in that contest last night. The Hawkeyes shot 51% from the floor, and they scored 41 points off of 26 Texas Rio Grande Valley turnovers in yesterday's action. Brady Ellingson had 11 points for the Hawkeyes as well. Iowa forward Dale Jones, boy, another hard luck season for him after sitting out almost all of last year with injury. Again, he didn't play after he suffered a fractured wrist on Thursday against Seton Hall, and he's now expected to miss 8 to 9 weeks of the season. Well, the 20th-ranked Iowa State Cyclone set a single-game scoring record in a 130-63 win over the Citadel. Naz Mitru-Long tied a career high with 26 points, and Monte Morris had a triple-double with 17 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds.
And I thought our guys were locked in. When they came over this morning, we had our walkthrough. They were ready to go, and I thought we'd play well after meeting with them this morning. But this was good. I thought this was good because I thought we had sustained effort for 40 minutes for the most part.
That's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, who thought the Citadel style of play would lead to a high-scoring game, but he never imagined his team would score 130 points.
You're thinking 100, but 130. But we shot it well. I mean, we had 31 assists on 52 made baskets. Matt came out. You know, we haven't shot it well, and even 8 for 22 for us. It's good, but it's not great. It's not. We're still capable of being 11 for 22 or 14 for 25, you know, because the way we play. But it was good. That was good.
It was something. With Morris leading the way, the Cyclones shot 60.5% from the floor as they held the Bulldogs, who entered play averaging a national best 112.2 points a game, to just 22 points in the first half. As ISU jumped out to an 18-3 lead, they pushed that lead to 32 after just 14 minutes. In fact, the Cyclones cracked 100 points with 11 minutes left in the game, and Coach Prohm was able to pull Morris from the game with 7:46 left so he could get a standing ovation. Naz Mitru-Long had his 26-point night. Matt Thomas had 18 for the Cyclones in that win yesterday. Iowa State now hits the road for the first time this season as they'll face Indiana State Thursday in the Advocare Invitational in Orlando, Florida. Tip time is set for 11:30 a.m. and television coverage provided by ESPN2 for that game. Trayvon Blewett scored 20 points, and Edmund Sumner got 11 of his 17 points in the second half, helping 11th-ranked Xavier hold off Northern Iowa 67-59 to win the Tire Pros Invitational on Sunday night. After leading by 16 points in the second half, the Musketeers needed three free throws from Blewett in the final 19.7 seconds to seal it. The Panthers came on late and pulled within five before Xavier stretched it back out. Northern Iowa, which overcame an 18-point deficit to stun Oklahoma in the second round on Friday, was led by Jeremy Morgan with 20 points. Bennett Cook added 11 points. The Panthers now 3-1 on the season. Cole Huff had 20 points and 10 rebounds, helping number 22 Creighton pull away from North Carolina State 112-94 on Sunday night to advance to the championship game at the Paradise Jam Tournament. Kyrie Thomas added 16 points. Marcus Foster had 15 among the seven Blue Jays in double figures as Creighton led by 24 at one point in the second half. Terry Henderson scored 28 points and three other players had double figures for the Wolfpack. As Creighton improves now to 4-0 on the season with that victory. Elsewhere in the top 25 yesterday, number one Duke beat number 21 Rhode Island in the only matchup of top 25 teams. Blue Devils win it 75-65. Number two Kentucky over Duquesne 93-59. Third-rated Villanova beat UCF 67-57. It was eighth-ranked Virginia over Yale 62-38. Number 19 West Virginia beat up on New Hampshire 100-41. 24th-ranked Cincinnati over Penn State 71-50. 13th-ranked Michigan State beat Florida Gulf Coast 78-77. And number 16 UCLA outscored Long Beach State 114-77 yesterday. In Sunday women's college basketball, it was Iowa State over Drake 75-67. Northern Iowa beat Wisconsin Parkside 72-57. And South Dakota State edging Iowa 66-64 in women's college hoops yesterday. Jameis Winston sliced up Kansas City defense, missing top cornerback Marcus Peters, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers held on for a 19-17 victory on Sunday, and that snapped the Chiefs' five-game winning streak in a game heard here on KJAN. Winston threw for 331 yards to help set up four field goals by Roberto Aguayo and hit tight end Robert Cross for a touchdown with just over 6 minutes left to give the Buccaneers the cushion. The Chiefs marched swiftly downfield, and Alex Smith hit Albert Wilson with a short touchdown pass with just over 2 minutes left. But their defense couldn't stop Mike Evans on third and three just moments later, and the big wide receiver's sixth reception gave the Buccaneers a first down. By the time Kansas City finally forced a punt, there were just 8 seconds left in the game. It was the Buccaneers' fifth straight win over Kansas City, dating to 1993, and it snapped a home-winning streak for the Chiefs that dated to a loss to Chicago on October 11th of 2015. The Chiefs, who had won 17 of their last 19 regular season games, were done in by a pop-gun offense that has repeatedly fizzled in the red zone. They had to settle for a field goal by Cairo Santos on their first trip, and Alex Smith threw an interception in the end zone midway through the fourth quarter. Smith was 23 of 30 for 268 yards and another inconsistent performance. While Spencer Ware was bottled up much of the afternoon, the bruising running back finished with just 69 yards rushing yesterday. Elsewhere around the NFL, it was Pittsburgh over Cleveland, 24-9. The Browns still without a win this season. Minnesota held on to beat Arizona, 30-24. Buffalo got by Cincinnati, 16-12. Dallas over Baltimore, 27-17. It was Detroit topping Jacksonville, 26-19. Indianapolis beat Tennessee, 24-17. The New York Giants, winners over Chicago, 22-16. Miami got by Los Angeles, 14-10. Seattle beat Philadelphia, 26-15. It was New England over San Francisco, 30-17. And the Washington Redskins, 42-24 winners over Green Bay in yesterday's action. One day after the Chiefs' James Winchester attended his father's funeral, he walked onto the field inside of Arrowhead Stadium Sunday to snap for a 22-yard field goal attempt. When it went through, Winchester and kicker Cairo Santos stood together for an extra moment. Santos told Winchester the kick was for his dad, adding that Winchester would honor his life with everything that he did. Winchester's father, Michael, was shot to death Tuesday by a disgruntled former Southwest Airlines employee outside an Oklahoma City airport. Police believe the shooting may have been in retaliation for the assailant losing his job with the airline, where Winchester worked for 29 years. The Chiefs honored Winchester with a moment of silence before their game yesterday at home against Tampa Bay. Well, the Big Ten placed three teams in the top five of the Associated Press College Football poll for the first time in 56 years, setting up a number two versus number three matchup for Ohio State and Michigan this weekend. Alabama was unanimous number one in the poll, which was released on Sunday. The Buckeyes were number two, the Wolverines number three, and they meet in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday in a game with Big Ten and national championship implications. Clemson is number four, and number five Wisconsin gives the Big Ten three of the first five. For the first time since November 7th of 1960, when Minnesota was number one, Ohio State was number three, and Iowa was number five. Louisville dropped eight spots to number 11 after getting trounced by Houston, which jumped in at number 18. Nebraska is ranked 17th this week. Texas Athletic Director Mike Perrin says football coach Charlie Strong's future with the Longhorns will be decided after the Longhorns' next game. Perrin called multiple reports that Texas has decided to fire Strong as rumors and said Strong will be evaluated after the Longhorns play TCU on Friday. That leaves Strong with an uncertain future today at his weekly news conference, despite intense speculation that he'll be dismissed. Perrin issued his statement Sunday night. Texas is 5-6 after losing in overtime to lowly Kansas on Saturday. Strong is 16-20 in his three seasons and still has 2 years left on a guaranteed contract that pays him more than $5 million per season. Strong has three straight seasons of six losses or more. A team spokesman says Strong met with his assistants earlier Sunday to prepare for the upcoming game. And in racing, Jimmy Johnson has won his seventh NASCAR championship. The win ties Johnson with Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty in the NASCAR record books. He did it by holding off defending champion Kyle Busch and Joey Logano on a late restart. The fourth contender in the chase for the Sprint Cup championship was Carl Edwards. His day ended with 10 laps to go after he was collected in a wreck after contact with Logano. It was also the final NASCAR race for three-time champion Tony Stewart, who is retiring. That is a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.